in that time frame, and you will never again be confused about it. Ever. Here we go. After Jesus died. Now, what is in red is what God does, or God did. What is in blue is what his followers did. And I added some notes. I put them in green so you wouldn't get them all mixed up. Then Jesus, this is Matthew 27:50. Then Jesus, when he had again cried out with a loud voice, gave up the spirit. He died. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth shook and rocks were split apart. Who did that? That was God's part, so that's in red. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth shook, and rocks were split apart, and tombs were opened, and many bodies of saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and after his resurrection, they came out of the tombs and entered into the city, and they were seen by many. Now I could have some of that in red, couldn't it? Because God did all that. Verse 54 takes it up with the centurion and those guarding Jesus. Now, when the centurion and those guarding Jesus with him saw the earthquake and the other things that happened, they were stricken with great fear and said, "This man really was a son of a god, or the son of one of the gods." Something like that. He did not say, "This man was the son of God." He didn't know anything about that. That's Christians translating that section. There is no thee there with son or God. He believed he had witnessed the death of one of the God's sons. It was obvious, because it was obviously miraculous, and he was a heathen. That's how they thought. At the scene, watching from a distance, were many women who had followed Jesus from Galilee serving him, among whom was Maria, that's her name, not Mary, was Maria the Magdalene, and Maria the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons.
Did you decide to leave James?
Oh, it's Jacobus everywhere else. I got to check that. Now here's the question. Why were these women who obviously loved Jesus not rejoicing that the sin that the debt for their sin was being paid? Why weren't they praising God? It's because they didn't know what was going on. They did not know what God was doing. They were just watching him die. And as you'll see, they were very sad. That's the followers of Jesus part. Not what God does. That's what we were doing. When it was evening, here's something else a godly man did. When it was evening, a wealthy man named Joseph from Arimathea came, who himself had also been a disciple of Jesus. This man approached Pilate and made request for the body of Jesus. Pilate then commanded that the body be given to him. When he had taken the body, Joseph wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new sepulcher, which had been hewn out of a rock. And when he had rolled a great stone on the door of the tomb, he left. Now here's the question. What would Joseph have done differently for his wife if she had died, or for anyone else he loved? This was a human who knew nothing. He wasn't renting his tomb for 3 days. He thought Jesus would stay there. That's the human end of this story. That's what good people thought. Not God. But Maria the Magdalene and the other Maria stayed there, and they sat down before the sepulcher. Here's the question. This indicates that someone whom these women had loved was in that sepulcher, But does it indicate that they believed that Jesus would rise from the dead in 3 days? No. It just means they were sad because somebody they loved had died and was entombed. That's all that it means. That's what humans contributed to the story. The next day, that is, after the preparation, the high priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that while he was alive, that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will arise.' Therefore command that the sepulcher be guarded until the third day, lest his disciples come at night and steal him away, and then tell the people, 'He has risen from the dead.'